You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're so excited about our teaching this month, Building a Next Generation Church. So yesterday we were in our introduction. If you missed that broadcast, you could go to the WMIE FM website and click the Make Your Day Count program to access the archive. That's also a way that you can share the radio programs with people who are out of the listening area. The link can be sent as an email or a text in order to share the messages, and they're there to go back and recap not just this program, but all the other programs that broadcast through 91.5 WMIE. So we're building a church for who? The next generation. Because we already know, those of us who are saved, when we transition from this world, we're going to a better world, to heaven. So what we are to do now is to build for the next generation. How do we do that? We have to demonstrate the power of God. We have to demonstrate it. How do we demonstrate it? How we live. And what we're believing for. So we could pass forward the legacy of faith.
No. This you can write this down on this Tuesday morning, to make that point stick with us this Tuesday morning. Every generation need a fresh encounter with God. Mm-hmm. Every generation. So if we are going to win the next generation, we got to make sure that they have an encounter with God. And it's a fresh one, mm-hmm. not the one that our grandmother has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't use our grandmom's phone, right? The phone from the days from back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. We don't even use our grandma's phone from the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s.
That's exactly
right.
We have new phone. It passed on now. So it's a fresh what? Encounter with God. A demonstration mm-hmm. of the love and power of God. Mm-hmm. In a fresh and relevant way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a fresh and relevant way, backed up in sound truth. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yesterday we were in John chapter 3, and we were looking at the encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. So Nicodemus came to Jesus because Jesus demonstrated power. And when Jesus had he was speaking with Nicodemus, the first thing he did was draw Nicodemus's attention to the need for salvation.
Yes.
So when we come there and we enter where we left off yesterday, we were in John chapter 3, verse 3. And then when we closed, we read John chapter 3, verse 16. So going into 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So when we are passing our faith to the next generation, when we're building a next generation church, the method is not condemnation.
That method
will not work.
That's right.
Jesus tells us here that through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, there's salvation, there's love, there's a future, there is a hope. not condemnation. And sometimes the first thing, you know, what you know, all the generations before, they said it about our generation. Yeah. Then every generation says about the next generation, they say, oh, this generation is going to shambles, or this next generation is doing that. No, we can't speak like that.
What are we passing them? What are we giving them? What are we showing them? I think the responsibility we have is to pass our faith onto them. And how do we do it? You have to demonstrate it. Jesus demonstrated. Jesus demonstrated who God really is. If there's a God, then we need to demonstrate who he is. How we do it? By showing him as a God of love.
Oh, amen.
A God of mercy, a God of grace. We show that. And that can be seen.
Doing what we say.
Doing what we say. Go ahead, guys.
And saying what we do. That's what I teach my team at work. I say, look, I say, do what you say and say what you do.
Yes.
And then it works. When there's no confusion. Sometimes we're trying to say something that we don't do. Or we're trying to do something, we do good, and then we don't talk about it, what works and what doesn't work. So we have to be able to do both, and that's what Jesus did. What he declared, things that he said, he was backed up.
Yeah.
If he said that he was going to a particular place, if
he goes there,
commanded somebody to get up and to put the, you know, take up their bed and walk, and they did it, they got the response. They got the outcome that was spoken. So Jesus, he did what he said. And we said, look, we're going to the other side. It didn't matter that the storm came. Where did they go? To the other side. You know, so whatever he said, he did. And then there was talk about what he did. And that was showing demonstration of the power which drew the people. So sometimes, you know, we think, oh, we just condemn. And we murmur and we complain. And that doesn't draw anybody. So when we're talking about the goodness of God, the Bible tells us that it's the goodness of God that draws people onto repentance.
Yes.
So they need to see the goodness of God working through us, that our aspect, our outlook on things is bright and our outlook on things is good. Doesn't matter what's going on around us. The circumstances should not determine the way that we see our day. Our day is good. This is the day that the Lord has made. We choose to rejoice
and be glad. Yes.
You know, speaking from my own experience, when I was very young and I got saved, the reason why I didn't want to get saved or didn't want to believe in God when I had my years where I did my thing was because I thought religion had its do's and don'ts. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I think that's what the kids nowadays look at. They look at, oh, well, if I believe I can't do this and I can't do that and there's too many rules. So what I used to do when I was young and I first got saved when I was 22 and I witnessed to all my friends, I said, no, it's not you can't do this and you can't do that. It's that you fall so much in love with Jesus that you don't want to do this and that. And that's what used to get them because they raised one way. They say, oh, I can't do this. And especially nowadays, everything goes. So you have somebody living a certain lifestyle. And they're not going to go to God because they say, oh, because the church condemns that. But if you show, you shouldn't look at the sinner. You should look at the sin and don't condemn the sinner and just look at the sin and portray the right way to do things and the right lifestyle is through love and showing them that God loves them no matter what. And the thing that needs to change is the sin. And so this is how we can get to this new generation, by actually acting out what we know in a loving way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So in this time or this season of time that God has allotted to us, we have a responsibility. And here's a part of the responsibility. Like we say, every generation needs a fresh encounter with God. How? We are to establish a church that embrace. We are to build a church that embrace sound teaching. Sound teaching of God's word. For this generation, we are to make sure that what is going from that pulpit is sound. Sound teaching of God's word only. Because when it is God's word only, it will manifest. That's it. God's word will manifest when it is on. But if we dilute it, it's no longer good. Mm-hmm. It has to be sound. So our endeavor, my endeavor, is to make sure when I teach the word of God, it is sound. Mm-hmm. A church that where the word of God is taught with revelation. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just going to have enough time here on this Tuesday morning to touch this point here, guys. Where the word of God is taught with what? Revelation. Mm-hmm. Revelation comes from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That he gives us insight into what God is saying. And it's not carnal. Paul says, I do not come to you with carnal, enticing word of men. Mm-hmm. But I come to you with sound truth, with the revelation of the word of God. Mm-hmm. That going to change your life. And that's what we need here. I'll let you guys pick it up.
You briefly touched on Sunday on Acts chapter 3 about the gate. Beautiful.
Yeah.
There was a man who was positioned there. He was set there to beg.
Yeah.
Not just week after week, but month after month and year after year. And he was set out there right outside of the beautiful gate. And he was begging for change, for money. But the change really came when they said to him, silver and gold, I do not have, but what I have is the power of God.
Yeah.
So he's out there begging for change, thinking that he needs a quarter, a nickel, a dime, or what it was in that time.
Yeah.
But the change that he really needed came from the power of the living word.
Come on,
and when that power of the living word was released to him, he jumped up on his feet. And he came into the house of God, and he was leaping, the Bible said. He was praising God for what he experienced, not just what he heard, but what he experienced. Because he sat there for a lot of years, decade after decade, and he saw a lot of things, and he heard a lot of things. But it wasn't until he had an encounter with the power of the word of God. So he thought he needed a penny, and he thought he needed a nickel. That's the change he thought he needed. But the change that he really needed came from the word of God, from them giving him their attention and speaking the word, not thinking that his situation was so bad that, let's just pass before this guy and let's just hurry up and get into church. Let's just hurry up and get into the beautiful religious church. They took the time to stop and to give attention to the man and to speak the word in a relatable way. What did he need? He needed the word. Because the word is what brought him on his feet. The word is what transformed his life. So now when people are looking at him, they say, oh, wait, that's the same man that sat at the gate begging. And he now becomes a witness to the power of God. He becomes a demonstration of the power of God.
God.
He becomes an access point for people now to want to know, well, what did you do? And to come into now a relationship with God to be able to experience it.
Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.